From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Comfish Alaska is the largest and longest-running commercial fisheries trade show in Alaska. It was first held as part of the Kodiak Crab Festival in 1980 in a borrowed wall tent. The event moved to March in 1982 and has since been held in a number of different venues, including the National Guard Armory and Hangar 3 at the Coast Guard Base. This year's event was held last week at the Kodiak High School, during a blizzard for the most part. First to present at this year's Comfish were Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Mary Peltola. Both underscored the monumental challenges being faced by Alaska's fishermen and coastal communities. KMXT's Kirsten Dobroth has this report.
Senator Murkowski and Representative Peltola kicked off Comfish's federal legislative update with a brief acknowledgement of the Willow Project's recent approval, calling the $8 billion oil development a win for the state of Alaska. But much of their time was spent detailing the uncertainties caused by species collapse in the waters off Alaska's coast. Murkowski said the declines in salmon, crab, and halibut fisheries across the state are at crisis levels.
I don't like to use the word crisis lightly, but I think crisis is the appropriate word here. And I wish that we could all tell you the exact causes. I wish that there was one single thing to explain everything.
Population declines that were once acts of God are becoming trends of nature, Murkowski said, adding that current fisheries management doesn't always reflect what's happening in the water.
Our management systems are not inherently nimble, and that's a challenge for us.
Alaska's congressional delegation has been pushing for more funding to study the effects of ocean variability caused by climate change. Murkowski said that includes money for bottom trawl surveys and programs through the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Murkowski said nearly $3 million had been allocated for research in the Bering Sea, and money from the bipartisan infrastructure law will also help coastal communities facing reduced revenue streams from crashing fisheries. Peltola took time to call out bycatch, which is the incidental catch of a non-target species, saying not enough is being done to understand and address the issue.
I just really want to be clear that I personally feel like we can be doing better. Progress has been made, but we can't settle for the status quo. We need to make changes at a much faster pace than we are today.
In a follow-up forum later that day, members of the state's bycatch review task force detailed some of what those changes might be. The group published a series of recommendations late last year, including the development of a statewide bycatch policy and updating the types of gear and how much bycatch is allowed for certain vessels. But according to the task force, shifting distribution patterns of marine species as ocean temperatures change also presents a hurdle to developing effective solutions. Murkowski said there needs to be a collaborative approach to address the whole problem.
We need to be working together to find these solutions because the challenges really are too great for anybody to face alone.
That process will take time, although Peltola noted that probably wasn't satisfying for anyone in the room.
Even if we do everything right starting today, it still could take about 30 years for our fisheries to fully recover. And we really need to be clear about the timeline that we're looking at. But we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We can't hold ourselves back from making every marginal improvement we can.
Peltola and Murkowski spoke for about an hour, including a question and answer session. Both also addressed the lawsuit against Southeast Alaska's king salmon fishery brought by a Washington-based environmental group, saying it was an effort to bully the fleet and they would stand united in fighting it. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobroth.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
I'm with the Alaska Fisheries Report, and I'm just going around to the different Comfish booths and asking people who they are and what brings them to Comfish.
You want to talk about new stuff in the marketplace?
Yeah.
This is a floating handheld VHF radio.
Wow.
That has a built-in AIS receiver. I would say AIS is probably the number one safety utility available. It is as much a part of the marine community in Alaska now as fuel docks, maybe more so.
Yeah, so my name's Gabe Dunham. I'm the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program Leader based out of Juneau. Sea Grant is we're a nationwide program where there's a Sea Grant program in every coastal and Great Lakes state, including Hawaii and Guam. And we're a partnership between UAF and NOAA. And we do outreach, research, and education. And we do that in coastal communities around the state. We've got a network of specialists and agents. And we do things like run workshops, do publications, and we specialize in a few things too. Outreach to the commercial fishing industry. For example, on Wednesday, we held a business of fishing workshop, helping beginning commercial fishermen learn more about taxes, financing, and risk management. Coming up next week, we've got a introduction to seaweed farming workshop that's going to be done out of the Kodiak Seafood Marine Science Center, formerly the Fish Tech Center. And so we just do things like that, and then we fund research related to coastal and marine environment around the state.
Oh, it's a lot of traffic. I'm like, that's not...
Hi, I'm with the Alaska Fisheries Report. Could you tell us what brings you to Comfish?
The name is ARG Industrial. We've got a split rigging and a hose division as well for fish suction hoses.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund in recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
U.S. Coast Guard. And I've run into Julie again.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Great, great. How's Comfish gone for you guys so far?
Comfish has been really fun for me. I've been really active with the forums and our booth, and I'm sitting here talking to the Coast Guard right now and learned a lot from them yesterday.
Yes, I'm standing in front of the U.S. Coast Guard booth. What brings you to Comfish?
Oh, we're here trying to interface and outreach as much of the fleet as we possibly can. Just spread the word, get our services out there.
You guys already had your presentation yesterday, I guess, on the safety program.
Yes, we did. Spoke a little bit about some upcoming enforcement this summer here in Kodiak specifically and in Bristol Bay. Specifically from a small boat platform. Kodiak's used to seeing cutters and shore-based patrols and stuff. There'll be a small boat team coming up this summer to conduct some enforcement activity. And it's not as scary as it sounds, I promise. Petersburg and Sitka have both survived the last couple of years, so I have faith in Kodiak.
We're happy to have you. Don't have it, by the way.
My name's Nels Yuri, and I'm here with Commercial Fisherman for Bristol Bay. Comfish is going really well. I'm here sitting at a booth, and our work really focuses around stopping Pebble Mine, and so we're giving everyone updates about where we currently stand and what's up next for our fight in Bristol Bay.
All right, great. So you've been able to engage with quite a few people despite the blizzardy conditions?
Yeah, you know, it's great. We have quite a fleet here in Kodiak of people who do the pilgrimage up to the bay, around the peninsula, or through the lake, and so it's been great seeing familiar faces, and it's also been great connecting with other people in the maritime fishing industry and support industries just about the work that we do. But yes, people have braved the weather to be here, and it's great to connect with everyone.
Great. Thanks a lot. Senator Dan Sullivan reiterated his support for the state's salmon fisheries during his presentation on the final day of Kodiak's annual commercial fishing trade show, ComFish, last week. Sullivan slammed a Washington State conservation group's lawsuit seeking to close Southeast Alaska's king salmon troll fishery as, quote, outrageous. Sullivan also touted the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force Act as progress on understanding declining salmon populations in western Alaska.
It seeks to coordinate and fund federal research efforts on what is happening to our salmon. You know, there is much we don't know about research with regard to salmon, particularly during the maritime part of their life cycle.
The federal legislation was sponsored by Sullivan and fellow Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, and funds research on Alaska's declining salmon populations in western Alaska. It was included in the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill signed into law late last year. Sullivan, a Republican, voted against that package, citing what he described at the time as a dysfunctional process. The task force is still in its early phases and is expected to have a final report out on its findings next year, according to NOAA. Sullivan also highlighted a broad range of what he described as legislative wins for Alaska's fishermen, including provisions in the Coast Guard Authorization Act passed last year with Sullivan's support, aimed at maritime safety. He also said Alaska's congressional delegation hoped to see funding for Alaska's fishing industry included in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Bill, but he did not say what Farm Bill funding for fishermen might look like. And here I am in front of the CFEC booth, the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. I've been going around booth to booth asking people what brings them to ComFish and how is it going so far.
Well, you have our commissioner right here, who's Glenn Haight right here with us today. Oh, yeah.
Right. I just happened to run into Glenn at the brewery during Fish Taco Night.
The Fish Taco Night.
Right.
I didn't have any tacos, but I had some beer.
Oh, the tacos were good.
Yes.
I know. I have been to Fish Taco Night where I forgot the tacos.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're here. We're here because it's important to be here. Yeah, CFEC, you know, permits the commercial fish industry, and so we hadn't been here for several years, and just like, that seems a little ridiculous. We need to come here and meet fishermen and all these other vendors, too, are really actually quite helpful.
We are at the booth of the Kodiak Soil and Water Conservation District, and they have breaking news. We might be able to keep our crawdads in Kodiak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? We just got the news that yesterday, as of yesterday, you can possess dead crayfish. You can, as long as you kill them at the buskin, and, you know, you can eat them if you want, and don't dump them in any other waters.
You just have to kill them at the buskin before you can transport them.
That seems reasonable to me. All right, great. How's ComFish been going so far?
Yeah, it's a great forum. Even despite the weather, it's a great opportunity for people to of every facet to sit down and discuss and talk about ways forward.
ComFish Alaska will be back in a whole new venue next March.